Since September 11th, architects nationwide have been rethinking how to protect buildings but still keep them attractive and accessible. The nation's capital combines historic beauty and urgent security needs. Several suggestions are now under consideration for how to preserve Washington's aesthetic appeal and at the same time keep people safe. Alex Van Oss reports.
The U.S. Commission of Fine Arts is one of the agencies that has responsibility over the design of Washington, D.C.'s monument and core districts. Its secretary is Charles Atherton. He says that city officials are thinking of reviving a security measure from centuries past.
There is one classical 18th century device with a lovely name, Ha Ha, great English estates that didn't want their view interrupted with walls, but had cows on the other side of the field, would put simply a ditch that would be a gradual slope on the cow side and a rather severe slope on the other side, so that the cows couldn't come into your lawn, and gave you a security separation with the cows. That was discussed, believe it or not, when they were talking about security for the White House.
In fact, a modern version of the ha-ha concept has now been endorsed as a way to protect the Washington Monument. Two 12-foot-wide sunken walkways might soon surround the monument if the National Capital Planning Commission agrees to the idea when it votes in early February.
Washington was not planned with security as a major part of the urban planning. And so I think this is just a large vacuum that we're trying to deal with.
Richard Friedman has been working with the National Capital Planning Commission to update Washington's security and also improve its civic design. He says that security is not just a matter of locks and barriers. It also includes issues of traffic flow, visibility, and people-friendly spaces.
Frankly, a sidewalk cafe is a form of security. People being on the streets are a form of security. A robustly designed and proper park bench can be, in fact, more effective than a Jersey barrier.
No security measure is perfect. The park bench that can stop a car may be too high for comfortable sitting. And the building that's absolutely 100% jet plane proof would not have much room for humans inside. Architects like Carol Ross Barney in Chicago have been approaching the security issue from unusual angles.
We also looked at one point at doing collapsible pavements so that there would be no visual barrier, but if an automobile got on a sidewalk or on a site that the pavement would collapse so that it would be immobilized. This is interesting. We found out that it's very hard to design a reliable failure.
Carol Ross Barney has helped design secure schools and other public buildings. The U.S. government chose her firm to design the new federal building in Oklahoma City to replace the one destroyed by a truck bomb.
Part of that security requirement was that nobody could park near the building. And, you know, when you think about it, that's logical when you think about what this city had been through. But not very many steps down on their list about what the building needed to do was everybody wanted their parking space close to the building.
Buildings can be strengthened with shatterproof glass and new kinds of reinforced cement, but those are expensive. Barney says in Oklahoma City, it was vital to buttress the federal building's lobby, that is, increase its mass, but also to keep it well designed.
You know, if you build a big concrete wall, it obviously will stop a bomb blast. But if you make your lobbies just a collection of heavy concrete walls with little tiny doors, it's not exactly the welcoming image that our government needs and wants. In Oklahoma, we took the idea of massiveness and we made those walls three stories, trying to convert the idea of massive to cathedral. We use the concrete material in a sort of a majestic way rather than an oppressive way.
Washington, D.C. has often been called the city of trees, but now it's also a city of bollards. Bollards are concrete posts, and there are thousands of them here, like rows of teeth, along with other barriers in front of federal buildings.
And here at Pennsylvania, we have the FBI building, perhaps the most forbidding building in Washington. And here you have a curb, one set of lamps, another set of lamps, a row of trees, a second row of trees, a third row of trees.
Architect James McCrary and his associates want to keep D.C. an open city of elegant and welcoming design. They want to replace brutal concrete Jersey barriers and parked police cars with traditional gates, fountains, even trees.
Trees are just magnificent things. Big buses can't even begin to knock down a mature elm or a mature oak. Those mighty trunks lining streets every 16 feet on center, which is not too often, by the way, offer a wonderful security measure in that one can't simply hop the curb. You would actually, with trees that frequently planted, have to stop and turn almost 90 degrees to the curb and then make your mad rush to a building.
But trees take time to plant and grow. What takes no time at all is just to close off a street. And that's what's happening in front of key buildings on Capitol Hill. Those stately and inviting edifices were built in more trusting times. But they are protected to some degree, and while tourists come to admire and look at them, some of those buildings are looking right back.
One of our favorite lampposts in town is right in front of the Supreme Court building. And all of the other street lamps, as they march on down First Street, have two big glass globes and a light bulb. And this one, inside the globe, it's a camera. And it's a good thing that it's done that way. It's not Big Brother. It's government withdrawing itself while still performing its necessary duties.
I think it's key that when we are surveyed electronically, that we're informed that we are.
Ruth Connell teaches architectural design at Morgan State University and has written extensively on security issues. Connell's concerned that hidden cameras may have long-term effects on behavior. During the Cold War, she spent time in Poland, and Connell remembers what she calls the closed street face of people there who did not live in an open society and who are used to being recorded and watched.
My concern is thinking ahead 10 years, 20 years from now, will we have adopted the street face, that when I leave my home, I don't know if I'm being viewed by a camera or not. I don't know when I pass into an interior space, am I going through an unseen metal detector?
Washington's future look will be guided by the National Capital Planning Commission and its recommendations for new traffic plans, landscaping, and other measures, all to be built within 5 years at a cost, if approved by Congress, of $98 million. For NPR News, this is Alex Van Oss in Washington.